Hello everyone, welcome to fourth episode of Talking Observability, and today we have with us Powell. Powell, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello everybody.
Yes, I'm Powell Lofay. I'm software engineer at Red Hat, and I work on open source observability projects. I'm maintainer of Jaeger, Open Tracing, and I as well contribute to OpenTelemetry. And I also worked on the HyperTrace project.
Great. So, Powell, as you said, you have worked on Jaeger, HyperTrace, and even OpenTelemetry. So I guess you have a decent experience about data collection across the stack. So how to describe the importance of telemetry data when it comes to observability?
Yeah,
I have a lot of experience with data collection, I think. First, I started somewhere around year 2015 or 16 when I was working on Haukeler project, which was a module to the Haukeler kind of bigger umbrella project. And I worked on the APM, like smaller APM project that we have back then. And we wanted support a lot of different languages, in data collection for a lot of different languages and runtimes. And the only project with good support in open source back then was Zipkin. And so we did experiment, we kind of created example polyglot kind of application that used all these Zipkin libraries. And we actually realized that those libraries, they collect some data, which was cool. We got something from our applications, but this data wasn't high quality. It was, all these libraries, they collected the events, or they used the events names what they thought was right. So there wasn't any consistency. So that was obviously a problem, but the bigger problem was that these libraries actually, they didn't talk to each other on the wire. So, the trace was broken. So for example, I think the Python instrumentation was interpreting the sampling bit differently than the Node.js instrumentation. And it was very surprising to me, that there was this ecosystem, but nobody actually probably tried to use all these libraries together. But what I want to say with this is having a project like OpenTelemetry is very important because there we can make sure that we collect high quality data from our applications, and it's very consistent across languages but also across application runtimes, and it actually works well together. And there's no problems I mentioned in the Zipkin libraries.
Okay. And yes, that's the major issue, right? So if you have these inconsistencies across the platform, and then a lot of companies are using it. So, and if somebody wants to change to another vendor, somebody wants to adapt to another project, it will be the nightmare for them, right? In that case.
Yeah, this is the biggest
sell of OpenTelemetry is that it makes it super easy to change tracing vendors. So basically by a configuration change, you can, switch from, let's say, Datadog to New Relic.
Yes.
Data collection is definitely the hardest part when deploying an observability or distributed tracing solution, because it just has to touch all these microservices that you have in your environment, which is the most complicated part.
And definitely, right? So, and in general, when we talk about observability, the telemetry data for observability, mostly there are three important signals or pillar we call them, right? So metrics, logs, and traces. So do you have any specific favorite pillar or favorite signal among them? If it is, I know the answer, but if it is, then what is it?
Yeah, so I think it
might be obvious in my case because yes. I spent a lot of time working on the distributed tracing. And at the same time, I think it's the most interesting signal that we can collect from the environment, because it kind of shows us what happens with a request or transaction end to end. So we can really understand, you know, what happened with that, you know, execution. And as well, from this trace, we can derive metrics, and we can as well derive logs. I would as well argue that logs, if you have distributed tracing, maybe even logging is not so relevant, and you could probably, you know, get rid of it to some degree.
Yep. Anyway, like in general, you like the tracing because of the holistic view it provides across the system, right? So it can give you metrics, it can add, it can provide you the context into logs. So it is pretty easy to use, or it's pretty informal when it comes to the whole observability in general, right? So, yep.
Exactly. It's the richest
signal one of the richest signals that we can collect from from the applications. And as well, I would say, like, as well, something related to logs is that maybe there is, like, I would as well argue that there is no distributed tracing. It's just that distributed tracing is actually kind of type of logs that have certain properties. Like these logs, they have some unique identifier for the transaction, even unique identifier from the operation. There is some causality between them, but it's nothing super different to logs. It's just, you know, sent to the observability system in a different way, and it has a different API.
Yes. And as you said, like that definitely makes sense. But when we talk about this collection aspect, right? Okay, this, as you said, tracers are basically just some form of logs, maybe, which have a context in them. But when it comes to collecting those traces from the platform, or when it comes to collecting those logs or metrics from the platform, data collection plays a great role, and it's a hard thing to do, as you said. So, and one thing that confused me in the initial days when I was exploring the whole observability, tracing, and data collection aspect, so it was the differentiation between this agent-based, library-based instrumentation, and then how that thing works in general. So if you can give me some context around it, or focus on that part, so it will be helpful for the viewers as well, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as you mentioned,
there are different ways how we can instrument our applications, and probably the two more known are the agent-based instrumentation, and the second one is the library-based instrumentation. Let's start with the library-based instrumentation, because that's more, might be easier to understand for developers. So by library instrumentation, I mean something that as a developer, you can include in your class path, use it in your application, and compile your application with, you know, this library. And this library will then emit telemetry signals, you know, and, you know, report them to the observability platform. So, for example, it can be something like servlet filter that, you know, for every incoming request, you know, increases counter or counts errors, or, you know, something in those lines. So that's the library type instrumentation. And the agent-based instrumentation is something more magic, or something that works more magically. So it's usually a standalone library or something that you can actually deploy alongside your application. So you don't have to modify your application. That's the most important aspect of it. So you deploy your application, you deploy this agent, and this agent will somehow automatically instrument the application without developers' interaction. So it just makes it, you know, easier to instrument, because you don't have to recompile your application.
Yep. Cool. Okay. That's pretty like straightforward and simple explanation to that. And yes, that's good. So
yes.
Once you like, yep, that's the simplest one I heard.
Yeah. Some people,
they prefer to use library instrumentation because they can maybe control it better what they have in their class path, so they feel safer because they know what are all the dependencies they compile against. And some people, they prefer the agent because it's easier to deploy. They don't have to recompile.
Yes.
And usually what we see in OpenTelemetry that's very interesting is this OpenTelemetry agent, so let's say Java agent, it actually uses library instrumentations and it just installs them at the application startup. So
okay.
For an end user, it's not something important, but for library instrumentation maintainers, it's big win because now they maintain only a single set of instrumentations, and then they have just two ways how this instrumentation is actually installed to the application.
That's interesting. And yes, like that is very helpful for maintainers, and that is very helpful for even people who are building custom agents or for particular use cases on top of it, right? So that is pretty scalable for a lot of use cases in general.
Yeah, exactly. And
as well for the maintainers, it's
a good way to
do it this way because
the library instrumentations,
they use only the APIs that are, supported by the frameworks.
Yes.
And so
typically
the agent, the Java agents, for example, they can instrument any code, right? And when
yes.
you're instrumenting any code, let's say private APIs, then it's a big risk because these APIs, they can change often because it's a private, right? So you don't care about keeping them consistent. And so when you use these public APIs, then it's most likely your instrumentation or your agent will work across wider set of versions.
Yep. And so you really simplified the collection part, but what are some of the issues you see people are facing when it comes to data collection? Right now we have agents which can do auto instrumentation for you, or even with OpenTelemetry, library-based instrumentation is getting pretty easier to do. But still, like, people might be facing some issues around, right? So what are some of the issues you observed or you faced during the in the data collection aspects?
Well, sometimes there is a lot of issues we can talk about.
Like from the simplest ones, like some people, they even think if they deploy, let's say, Jaeger or Zipkin, they automatically think that the application will start reporting the data. So, the developers, they sometimes don't even think that they have to instrument the applications. It's crazy that somebody can think this way, but maybe for users that are not familiar with all this ecosystem and all this technology, it's maybe how they think about it.
And maybe we are failing to educate people well then, like we have to make more effort.
Yeah, and then once they
actually, get it right, deploy, instrument their applications, what usually is broken is the context propagation. So for a single transaction or a single request, they will see multiple traces being recorded, which is obviously, something, some context was broken somewhere in the transaction. And, context propagation is basically a base for distributed tracing. It's the hardest part when doing distributed tracing.
Yep.
And especially nowadays, right, we write very complicated code. There's a lot of We use a lot of asynchronous APIs, a lot of thread pools, and in these APIs, it's easy to forget to propagate the context.
Okay. So one of the issues, like as we're talking about issues users facing anyway, so one of the issues I see many people face is the dilemma of to sample or not to sample, right? So what will be your take on this?
That's a great question.
And you know, the sampling is a technique how you can kind of minimize the data you collect. And people usually do it for kind of one or two reasons, and is to lower the cost of the whole, you know, observability, because like imagine for every request, the distributed tracing instrumentation will collect a lot of information. It will collect the URL, it will collect the HTTP method, it can even collect all the headers and all the payload, right? It's something that actually Hypertrace project does. So it ultimately can double the traffic that goes through the network, which can be very costly. And when you look at this data, you will quickly realize that, you know, for the, you know, maybe 80% of this data look very similar and there is nothing really interesting in it. So then you ask a question, is it really necessary to us to collect all this data? Or maybe I can collect like every fifth request or every 10th request and still kind of get the same insights into my deployments.
Okay.
And so for end user, the sampling, it's usually, you know, it really depends on their environment and how much traffic goes through and how much they're willing to pay for the cost of the storage, but as well, you know, for the cost of the overhead, for the cost of the overhead of the instrumentation.
Okay. That makes sense. Yes. So yeah. It really depends on the choice of the user and then even what platform provides at the end, right? So it's kind of a choice on the both sides. So if I am building some use cases which will require unsampled data, then I have to make a choice that do I want to bear that thing? Or if user wants to retain whole data or process all the data, they have to make choice if they really want to go with that path. So it depends on the choice both parties make, maybe. Cool. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you might have some, your, you know, the environment is usually not homogeneous, it's heterogeneous. So, you know, some microservices you might decide not to instrument at all in some environment, some applications you might want to sample only, you know, very low percentage of the requests. So it's very specific to the user environment.
Yep. Because and there will be some critical services, and then you don't want to sample that data, maybe. Okay.
Correct. And on the other hand, there might be some
services that you don't care about. So you you will not sample anything. And then, you know, all the traffic, it depends how much traffic they will receive. So like suddenly if you reach you too high load, you will have to sample a lot because a lot less because you would be emitting so much data.
Yep. So that will surely be like, this will surely be very important for people who are just getting started with open telemetry or tracing or observability in general, and they are facing this dilemma. So they should be able to solve the dilemma or at least answer the question in some way, maybe. So talking about open, yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Let me continue because this is
an interesting topic. I think for users that are starting with telemetry and data collection, they would usually start with, you know, sampling all the requests and everything. And once they realize it's something that that their platform cannot handle, they will usually tune it and sample less data. But what I wanted to mention here is that there are two types of sampling. There is the head-based sampling and tail-based sampling. And the head-based sampling is a technique where you make the sampling decision at the beginning of the request. So for example, when the request reaches your API gateway, you decide whether to sample or not. And the tail-based sampling is something that is more intelligent. And so by default, it collects all the data. And once the data reaches the local collector in your node, then the collector will make the decision whether this trace instance is interesting or it should be dropped. So when using tail-based sampling, you can actually collect much less data than with head-based sampling, because you have all this data at one place and you can actually decide what is interesting to you and should be collected. And this technology is available in OpenTelemetry.
Yes.
And I expect there will be more and more work around it to make it more robust, but as well think about, like, add more logic, like how we can actually know that a specific request or trace is interesting and should be collected.
Cool. So as you're talking about OpenTelemetry, anyways, and like as you said, that OpenTelemetry provides this OpenTelemetry collector basically provides you the way to sample data and sample data as well, and which will be very helpful for people who are just getting started with tracing or instrumentation and want to go towards the observability, right? So, yep. And as we are talking about it, so OpenTelemetry also provides you a way to collect all kind of telemetry data, right? Metrics, logs, and traces. So, and it's vendor neutral. People can switch the vendors easily, as we talked about it. So what are your thoughts around it, and what do you think will be the future of OpenTelemetry project? And do you see in which direction you see it going?
Yeah, it's very hard to predict
the future of this open source project, because it can always go like different way how you think about it.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited that, you know, the multiple companies got together and are building something really robust and available for end users. I think right now OpenTelemetry is the second most active project in the CNCF, which, you know, tells quite a lot, there is a lot of investment from different APM companies, but it's hard to tell whether OpenTelemetry will be, you know, around for, you know, next 2 years or 5 years, or, you know, what's the future. Maybe in the future there will be a different project that that will substitute OpenTelemetry. But most importantly, this, even if there is next project, it will be even more robust than OpenTelemetry. That's yes. I think for sure will happen.
And if you just want to, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So for example,
in open tracing, we had a lot of instrumentation libraries for different, let's say just even Java ecosystem. There was support for a lot of, you know, application frameworks, but it was always bit harder to use because it was just instrumentation library, so you had to include them on your class path and, you know, then compile the application. You had to basically wire them together. And in OpenTelemetry, we have this auto instrumentation, which is basically Java agent. And for me, it's really amazing to see, you know, a lot of big companies standing behind it and contribute there and make it really robust. I follow the project and I see a lot of, you know, work being done around testing and stability. And
that project is based on the other company, Java Agent. And, you know, as they go and add more tests, they just discover, hey, we had this broken and that broken, and nobody cared. But, you know, the ultimate
where the project is heading is really to be something really, really stable and something that works for, you know, large range of frameworks.
Yep. So if you want to just mention one problem, like one major problem OpenTelemetry solves right now for everyone, what will be that?
Yeah, collect
high quality telemetry data. That's okay. The main problem the project is solving.
And we talked extensively about the telemetry, and generally whenever somebody talks about telemetry in general, right, so the three things come up: metrics, log traces. So any other interesting signal you see apart from metrics, log traces, and you might see some use cases around it, or you feel that that will be the interesting part to go ahead with, or that might become the part of observability at one point?
I think the profiling, to collect the
profile information. I'm not super familiar with this type of signal.
Okay.
But I know the APM vendors, they have been collecting this data for a long time, and now we see something happening in the open source, which is great, because maybe even this part will be kind of being made common or standardized in some ways.
Cool. And yes, so means that should be that should be all the questions I had around telemetry. So one last thing I will like to ask you is, any suggestions you have for people, or any advice you have for people who are getting started with observability or getting started with this instrumentation, telemetry aspect of it, and what different things they should consider, what different things they should keep in mind when they are moving with it? So anything you have around it?
Yeah, so I would suggest
definitely start as early as you can. And this is something that I would wish would happen in industry in general, like developers would care more about observability and would start using it more early in their development process.
Yep.
But once you start, it's important to at least start, and then, you know, start simple. Maybe you can even, you know, try it out locally when you deploy, you know, your service in kind of your test environment or your laptop, and then just progress and just go and instrument more and more applications that are kind of connected to each other. So you get, you know, this still small but connected piece of, you know, environment that is observable, so that emits some observability data.
Yep. Cool. So yes, so if anybody wants to adapt and anybody wants to go with observability, as you said, they should start as early as possible. And there are a lot of projects, a lot of information available out there now, and there are a lot of things everybody can explore and use. So I guess the ecosystem is going in a pretty well direction, and there will be significant efforts going on with OpenTelemetry, and there will be democratization happening around the whole observability aspect, as I see in general. So, yep, the things are looking good. Let's see how this whole thing goes, in which direction the whole thing goes. So, cool. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for talking about telemetry, open telemetry, and even observability, and giving us your perspective around your thoughts around these things. So, and thank you everyone for listening and joining in, and hope you will like this discussion, and we will continue doing this series on observability, and we will explore some other topic in the next one. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.